Good morning. Welcome to the FTS and Bet Slip Saturday, the 25th of September. I hope you're all well. The old real life issues, it's all piecing together nicely as I do my personality assessments of people. Beatles yesterday. Some people, I mean, I think, was it Chris Wilkinson, can't stand them? How can you not stand the Beatles? You might not like them, but to say you can't stand them, some of the greatest tracks that British music has seen, to be fair. I like them. I'm not a massive fan. I don't have them rattling out all day, but can't stand them's a bit harsh. And then this morning we've gone into comedy, and of course it's like being at school. Read the question. It said favourite comedy. It didn't ask you your best. There's no such thing as a best comedy. It's impossible to prove. It's a subjective thing. So I asked your favourite, and old Ed, you came out, Only Fools and Horses Not Funny. Well, it is, isn't it? There are some really funny bits. Of that list I put up, Only Fools and Horses, Office, Fawlty Towers and Blackadder. Only Fools and Horses isn't my favourite. The Office is my favourite, but they've all made me laugh in different parts. I mean, the scene with the chandelier in Only Fools and Horses, I remember laughing out loud at that as a kid. Where Del falls through the bar, just some bits of that were just absolutely hysterical. Blackadder, similarly, some, you know, fantastically funny moments in some of Blackadder. And Only Fools and Horses, the first time I can remember belly laughing ever, sorry, it's Fawlty Towers. The first time I can really remember losing control laughing was the Fawlty Towers Germans episode. I was probably only 7 or 8 years of age, and just thought that was just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I thought Fawlty Towers was brilliant, absolutely superb. The Waldorf salad one, the Germans, the old deer looking out the window. Brilliant. So, but it was your favourite, not the... You're all trying to say what's the best, your favourite. But it tells me everything about people. We're going to keep these going for a little bit longer. And then I'll publish the old thesis and let you all know where you should be. Of course, the FTS verdict is the only correct verdict. Of course it is. I did something I've never done before last night. I had some training Zooms, but before that, old FTS's very own Kim Kardashian, Kerry Blaber, texts me to say Scott, her husband, lovely couple, lovely guy, really nice guy. He's a real tennis professional. He was playing real tennis and you could watch it live online. So I thought I'm going to have a look at that, see what it's all about. I was meant to go over there before Sam went to Malta, but Jodie had COVID, so we didn't go when she was here. So I tuned in last night on the old Tinternet. And, well, Scotty, all I'll say is, son, next time we meet for a drink, I don't know when that will be, we need to have some proper words about your life choices, son. I don't even know what was all that about. I mean, the guy calling out the scores, the umpire, he just kept throwing random phrases out. Hazard, time. I genuinely was watching it, don't even know what was going on. And then the bloke up the other end of Scott smacked the ball down and knocked the camera out. So, yeah, Scotty, we'll be having a proper word. A proper word about that. No ball boy. No one picking the balls up in the middle. Just balls everywhere, all over the court. 1 metre, Hazard, time. Don't know what was going on. Very, very odd game. Yeah, each to their own, Scotty boy. I'm going to come over. Having watched it now, I think I will be a dab hand at it. I mean, they got it's a funny old court with a bit of a sort. Almost got half a roof, and you can hit the balls off this half a roof, hit it wherever you like. Bounce it off the roof. I think it's made for me, right up my street. Scotty, I'm going to get over there, son, down the old palace and give you a pasted. Right, what else have we got? Petrol shortage, haven't we? Petrol shortage. Everybody's out panic. What is it about this country and panic buying? That was brilliant, that this morning. The BBC reporter, somebody sent me a picture, can't remember who it was. The BBC reporter for the North West was at a petrol station in Stockport. Why do they have to send them to stand actually on the forecourt? I think I've said this before. Why do you have to send the reporter? What we want to do, we want you to go and stand on the forecourt. Can't do fuck all that. Just tell us from the studio. Save money. But they've sent him to this petrol station, and he's there obviously reporting on all the pumps being closed. And got to see it. Obviously, he's got to be there so you can see the pumps are closed. We can't just believe him. I suppose in conspiracy theory days, we probably can't believe him. But his name was Phil McCann. Phil McCann, you can't make it up, can you? Right, we're going to send you down the old petrol station to fill things up. And it is genuine. It's not photoshopped. He is on Twitter. Phil McCann sent to report on petrol stations not having petrol. Brilliant. See, some things in life just happen naturally to be funny. Ed, you wouldn't find that funny. Poor old Ed, he's a funny old boy. I love you. I love you, Ed. I love you. I won't tomorrow because you're going to give us a bit of a pasting. Right, let's go. Got some football for you. Don't want to listen to me waffle on, do you? We've got some football. What we got? Right, I've got a late first half goal, Rotherham versus Crewe. Rotherham Crewe in League One, 3 o'clock kickoff. So if that game is 0-0 20 minutes onwards, Rotherham Crewe, I don't know why the review where the bloke just said I've got a boring voice came into my head then. Boring, what a boring voice. I was just listening to myself talking, thinking, am I boring people? Rotherham versus Crewe, late first half goal. I was with my missus 29 years yesterday. 29 years yesterday. I didn't remember till about 5 o'clock last night. She didn't remember at all. She was obviously over in Malta with little one and wiped me out of her thoughts. And I was cooking myself a little bit of dinner thinking, oh, it's that date. 29 years. There you go. Some achievement, isn't it? It is an achievement. Right, Rotherham Crewe, first half goal. Keep going off track here, off-piste. 1.5 goals, Marentz versus Arouca in Portugal, 3:30 kickoff. That one's a 27:35. If it's 0-0, then back over 1.5 goals, remove your liability. And the same, Hansa Rostock versus Schalke at 7:30 in Bundesliga 2. So Marentz and Hansa Rostock are over 1.5 games. And I've got a 2.5 as well, which is Leicester versus Burnley. Leicester Burnley over 2.5 goals has come up as one of my little algorithms. Let's just check the odds on that. Leicester Burnley over 2.5. Yeah, 1.88. So you might want to wait till that hits even money, sort of 10 minutes into the game, and then drip back over 2.5 goals from there. If you get the goal, leave it and wait for the second one. If you don't get the second one, scratch it out. If you do get the second one, that's when you can green up or remove your liability, whichever your preference is. So Leicester Burnley over 2.5. I would wait and let it hit 2.0. Marentzi and Hansa Rostock over 1.5s, and a late first half goal, Rotherham versus Crewe. That is it. Ryder Cup didn't exactly go as planned, did it? Absolutely terrible. Yes, the Americans played well, but I think I genuinely think Harrington has made an absolute fucking nose up of it. I do agree with him dropping McIlroy today. The thing with golf, people who play golf, And it's why it can give great betting opportunities, particularly in play, is because people who don't really study the game, and I don't mean to be disparaging, but don't even understand the game properly, do things on reputation. And I said, and I'm not after timing, I said to a couple of my mates when he picked Poulter is not the man for that golf course. Golf is about horses for courses and being in form. And we've got people out there in terrible form like McIlroy. And we've got, you know, you can't just get up in the morning and say, he's going to turn it on today. It just, golf is not like that. And we've got people that the golf course just does not suit. And I did think that maybe, you know, I said I thought Europe were too big. Probably naively thought the Ryder Cup spirit might kick in. I just thought some of them would play better than they did play. you know, Fleetwood and Hovland last night, two up. Fleetwood, decent player, been playing well. Some of the shots he hit, I mean, he just hit one out into the lake. I mean, honestly, it was 90-100 yards offline. And of the camp around them, interesting to watch that. Again, you've got people there, Luke Donald, Graham McDowell, been Ryder Cup players, McDowell major champion. I watched Freddie Couples, Hovland and Thomas and Cantlay were two down. And I watched them walk off the back of a green. You got Freddie Couples there as an American vice captain. Come on, lads, G'ing them up. And you've got Donald and McDowell walking around, just doing nothing. Offering absolutely nothing. Except, I mean, Luke Donald, I've said about golf, he's got no personalities. Would you want to go for a beer with Luke Donald? He's just got nothing about him, absolutely zero about him. And I just watched them last night as I had the golf on late. Just doing nothing, just standing there, offering nothing, no encouragement, no. So I think the whole, yes, some of the players aren't playing well, but I think Harrington has completely cocked up the pairings. Do not know what he was doing, putting Casey out three times. That's why I haven't had another bet. I think the Americans are going to trounce this again. So apologies there. I got that wrong. I did think that we would be better. I thought Harrington would be better. He's an absolute disaster. I mean, I think again, I mean, they're 1.65. If they were sort of 1.8, I'd have got involved. I think Cantlay and Schofield against Westwood and Fitzpatrick are just buying money. Garcia, Rahm, you know, they look the only two who've got anything about them. And Hovland's played okay. I mean, you're watching Sky Sports and Wiesberger's done well. He didn't do well at all. Barely a decent golf shot. You know, I know they try and keep it interesting on the commentary, but I just thought the whole thing was really, from a European perspective, you know, say what it is, it was fucking terrible. Yes, the Americans played well, but have a bit of fight about you. Have a camp that gets involved and think about who you're pairing up and why. You know, this, oh, we've got to play them all on the first day. No, you haven't. You've got to not play yourself out of it on the first day. Any golf tournament in anything, you do not play yourself out of it on the first day, and that effectively is what they did by why he split Rahm and Garcia up in the afternoon. I've no idea. But there you go. I could go on about it all day long. Terrible. Right, that's it. Have a lovely Saturday. NFL bets. I've put them on Telegram. Let me give you the NFL bets. I do apologise. I'll do that right now. Just bear with me a second. Just give me a second here. I don't want you anymore. And I don't want you anymore. NFL, what sheet's it on? It's on this sheet. We have got some NFL. I think we nicked a small profit last week. 4 or 5 points for something for the 2 weeks. NFL, yeah, we're 4.89 for the 2 weeks. We have got, this is 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Atlanta at New York Giants, Atlanta +3, round about 5 to 6. Again at 6 o'clock, Cincinnati Bengals at Pittsburgh. Cincinnati again, we lost with them last week by a point, I think it was. +3 this week at Pittsburgh. Cincinnati +3. Best odds are 21-20. Don't go lower than 10-11. We've got at 9:05, Miami at Las Vegas. Miami +3.5. Again, 10-11. And in the overnight game, Green Bay Packers at the 49ers, over 50 points, again, 10-11, so that's total points. So Atlanta +3, Miami +3.5, Cincinnati +3, they're all point spread handicap bets, and total points bet, Green Bay at San Francisco, over 50. Okay, have a lovely Saturday, and I will be back with you all Monday morning. We will genuinely get back to a normal routine now of podcasts going forward.